What's up, guys? It's your tour from the Iron Skillet, and we are back with another podcast. I got my man T-Clem TV here and Bullwhip in the building.
Whoa.
And we just had a really awesome event. So today we want to talk a little bit about the shoe drive that we just had and recap that event. Talk to you guys a little bit about like why we even decided to do a shoe drive and how that whole entire thing went. And it's really cool because if you're watching on our social media, you'll see that we do a lot of like charity work. We do a lot of charity events. And sometimes I feel like from the outside looking in, it could be confusing. Like, why? How are they putting together all these shows and how are they always linking it with like charity work? And you guys probably hear us talking about Bright Futures a lot. And Brandon might be able to tell you guys a little bit more about like Bright Futures because he got us kind of linked up with Nancy from Bright Futures.
So what do you say it was? Maybe 2017? We did a
toy drive.
We did the toy drive, and we didn't know what to do with all the toys we collected. So I got my sister to reach out to the school board and they put us in touch with Bright Futures, and that's they help out a lot with school supplies and all that there. So you know, we've been helping them out a lot. They're a nonprofit that helps schools connect student needs with resources that are already in the community. So that's where we come in, and the community comes in and pitches in, and we gotta help these people.
Definitely, you guys always show up and show out.
And it seems like, you know, every time we go, we always ask like, you know, what do you guys need? What's the community need? And that's what we did with the shoe drive and how we came up with that.
For sure. So like, Nancy, first of all, I only got to go to the drop off once, but she seems like an amazing woman. And pretty much like Bright Futures, you pull up and they open up, you know, it's like this warehouse and they have all this stuff in there. And she's just like a super nice lady. She was super excited to see us. And we did a coat drive. And then we also did back closer to Christmas time, we did air mattresses and bedding essentials. Mm-hmm. And so we pulled up to drop that stuff off and we were just kind of talking to her and she was, you know, Travis or Brandon, somebody was like, well, what do you guys need help with next? Like, what are you guys low on? And she took us to this little room.
A little closet.
Yeah. And she opened the door and she was like, well, this is where all of our shoes would be.
Looked like a shoe rack on Black Friday. It was just empty.
It was just empty. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Yes.
No boxes.
Nothing. And she was saying that for Christmas, obviously, they had helped a lot of families out, sponsored a lot of families, and they had kind of gone through all the supplies of shoes that they had. So she just kind of was like, yeah, if you guys have a chance, you know, shoes would be great. And so when we sat down to have a meeting about our next event and what we wanted to kind of do, like a shoe drive just made the most sense. Mm-hmm. And it's crazy because like, not that it really matters at all, but it's like I've seen since we did this, we saw like a couple different shoe drives, like pop up around the city, which is awesome because this is something obviously shoes are really expensive. It's not like an item like toiletries or something like that. It costs a lot more money. So it's a lot harder sometimes to come across that. And for a little kid, I know having some dope shoes walking into school can completely change your whole like mindset.
Yeah, your attitude and everything.
We got a lot of those.
Yeah. Yeah, so we can make a huge difference from doing something like that. So,
you saying that reminds me of the story she told us when we went there. She was talking about a high school kid. It was a boy, and he pulled up to school in like pink slippers or something.
Yeah,
because that's all he had, or
his
something.
Grandma's slippers or something.
But he knew he had a test that day, and he had to, you know, get to school. So, only pulled up in some slippers.
Yeah,
and made it happen.
Yeah,
but it's people like that who, you know, are a little less fortunate and can't, you know, they don't always have even a nice pair of shoes.
No, for sure.
Like you said, a nice fresh pair will turn a kid's day right around.
Like I don't know how you guys are with shoes, but I have like an emotional connection to shoes from like when I was a child. Two stories real quick, because this is important. This kind of can show you guys how much of a difference this can make. One, I was 4 years old, graduated from preschool. My mom wanted me to wear a dress. I wasn't having it. We were arguing, which I don't know how she was letting me argue with her at 4 years old. But the whole, like, deal was that if she bought me a new pair of Nikes and I could wear the Nikes with my dress, then I'd wear the dress to my preschool graduation. And I have pictures and proof of me in this dress in these brand new white and blue Nikes. And I would sleep in them. I would sleep in my shoes.
Nikes, not the dress, right?
Yeah, the Nikes. I literally wouldn't take them off. I would sleep in them. That's how much I, like, love sneakers and how much having a new pair and the right kind of pair could just completely, like, make your entire day. So I can only imagine, like, you know, a kid who doesn't, who's never had a pair of Nikes before, like, get a brand new pair of Nikes. Like, it's probably going to be such an awesome thing. I'm excited. So, yeah, we started sitting down and chopping it up about the show. I wish Haley was here. Cause shout out to Haley. She, like, she put together so much of the details.
The past three of them.
Yeah, of so much of the stuff that we did. But she reached out to Brew Bakers and kind of locked in the date for us. And she helped us configure a lineup. And she reached out to a bunch of businesses to get donations for raffle tickets. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that is a huge part of, I think, what made the event, like, as big of a success. As her kind of doing all that stuff behind the scenes beforehand.
We really went outside of the iron skillet on this one. Not that we haven't before, but I felt like more so with this one, and especially with Haley's help, you know, reaching out to other businesses, like you said.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It was super awesome. But so kind of, you know, this is really cool that you guys get to see all the behind the scenes and hear the whole planning of it. So, you know, we're doing these weekly meetings, we're getting, I don't know, maybe a month out, and we realize that we don't have sound.
Like, no, we were 2 weeks because we had it figured out, and then, you know, scheduling conflicts meant we didn't have it. And maybe it was like 2.5 weeks or something.
Yeah, I think it was 2.5 weeks.
Because it was 2 weeks left on the day that we ordered it.
Yeah.
Or we decided we were going to.
It was the Friday. It was the Friday.
Yeah.
We ordered it.
2 weeks. Well, two weeks in a day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a pretty. I mean, to find out that you have no sound and you can't find it, it's not like we were like, oh, now we're going to call around. Like, we called everybody we knew. We reached out to every person we thought we could reach out to, and we had no leads on sound.
Yeah, we had leads on sound, but it wasn't what we needed for that show.
Well, that and, you know, at 2 weeks out, it's hard to, you know, hit somebody up for sound when they're booking, you know, months in advance and already locked into dates. And like you said, not a lot of them had what we needed. And also, us, you know, forking out that type of money to rent a sound system, you know, it was half the cost as what we paid
just buying for. Buying it, and then now we almost have it half. For, yeah.
So, we ended up deciding, like, we're just going to bite the bullet and buy an entire, I don't even know, I just call it a sound system. I don't know what the PA system.
That was one of the best investments that we have made as the Iron Skillet.
I'm super.
And we've made a couple investments.
Yeah, I'm excited because there's just so much more that we can do now without anyone else's help.
No
limitations. You know what I'm saying?
On that aspect.
But that would have been a really easy point to say, well, we can't do this. Yeah. I mean, if we weren't really determined and, like, you know, focused on trying to create this event and have this, you know, make this impact, could easily just been like, we don't have sound.
I mean, that's not even the only hurdle we had. Originally, the event was going to be a Bright Box.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I was going to discuss that too.
Go ahead.
I mean, the original plan was Bright Box.
Hold on. Before I say that, I just want to say that is motivation for any creative out there. If something falls through, you got to double down your chips and look at us. We came out on top in a win-win. Sure, we had to dish out, you know, $800, $900 some, but at the end of the day, it was worth it because now going forward, you know, we aren't going to have that issue.
For sure.
Now, I mean, we can just upgrade.
Like, I feel like we had so many obstacles on this show and we overcame all of them. We
had
two artists drop out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We had the sound issue, which we figured out pretty easily.
Like, and you said, the venue switch.
Like, I mean, it was just a lot, but, I mean, look how good we did even with those hurdles.
The venue switch was, you know, we couldn't lock in a date and all that. So, of course, you know, it's business, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But moving forward, we got some dates lined up and a lot to look forward to. But back to the shoe drive.
Oh, yeah. No, so, like, that, first of all, that's all before even the day of the show. Like, all that happens.
Like 2 weeks before,
like,
the show.
And we're all like, oh, my God. Also, low-key, we had to make all those shirts. We made shirts for the show to sell, and all the profits we were using to buy more shoes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like we went out and paid someone to make them. Like, we ordered the supplies and
we were making them in-house here.
Yeah. So that was a whole nother, like, set of time that we had to set aside. Travis did a lot of it. I like to peel the letters out, so I was helping with that part. But, you know, that was also something that we had to completely figure out. We had to get squares for the which I want to talk about that. I feel like that made the whole night run a lot more smoothly.
I heard a lot of people say, oh, you guys take credit cards? Like, yeah. So a lot of people didn't have cash on them. So, I mean.
Hold on. Before we dive into that, T-Clem, I think you need to tell them what the square is real quick.
Oh, it's just a little card reader you plug into your phone.
So yeah. We went out and we got the credit card reader.
Two of them.
Mm-hmm. Two of them. Just to make it easier.
We have one at the merch table and one at the raffle table.
And do you say we benefited from that?
Oh, absolutely. I think so because a lot of people don't carry cash anymore. So you tell them you got a card reader, they're like, oh. Mm-hmm. I mean, I saw people swipe their card for $25 for 25 raffle tickets.
And what I was noticing is, you know, when I was walking around checking on everybody, checking on the merch table, making sure the Jordan at the door was okay, they'd tell me on the updates, and then she would just click on the app and you could see the inventory, and mm-hmm. It almost keeps track of it all for you. Yeah. A lot easier than, you know.
It's nice. And I also asked Jordan and Kathy to keep track of, like, even if it's cash sale, like still put the product in there and say mm-hmm. that it was cash, just so we knew everything that sold, even if it was cash or card.
That's smart. But,
yeah. It especially makes it easy, like, if we were to like break up the profit from mm-hmm. whoever's, like, sold whatever.
Right.
Makes it easy to
checks sure. and balances. Yeah.
No, that was a game changer for sure. I think it made everything a lot more smooth. I think just even, like, it's, like, less friction between the person trying to buy something or support, because you can literally look at the app and be like, oh, you want to buy this hat or you want to do raffle tickets? You just click it, and then they swipe their card, as opposed to being like, do you have Cash App? Do you have PayPal? Where should I send it? What's the email? It's, like, it made things run so much more smooth. So, I mean, I think that's definitely high recommendation for anybody that's, you know, selling merch at shows or anything like that. It just seemed like it made everything mm-hmm. a lot more simple.
Get with the times.
Because you know, if you're selling merch out there, you know, and you don't have the Square app, you're just taking cash, you know somebody's going to hit you with, you got change?
Exactly. Yeah. And if you don't,
I ain't made a sale yet. I ain't got no change yet.
Exactly.
But everybody got a credit card.
Yep.
So, like, we get there early, we get to the venue early, we're setting everything up. They have a really nice setup, by the way, just, like, off-rip. Like, they had lights, you know what I mean? They had a really nice vibe in there without us having to kind of do much to make it out, like, make it up. So, shout out to Brewbreakers for that.
And we were blessed with the back room.
Yeah. And they literally, Brewbreakers, did an amazing job. They showed so much hospitality. Mm-hmm. Josh, I think, was his name that was helping mm-hmm. us set everything up. He did a great job. All the people that were working behind the bar that night were just, mm-hmm. they were killing it. So they did an amazing job helping us run the event. But, you know, we got there early, set everything up. Double check to make sure that we had batteries and all the little things that you probably wouldn't think of. Zip ties to zip tie the shoes together. I was running around like a crazy person trying to get all that stuff, get home, get changed, get back. But by the time I got back, Brandon was taking a nap on the couch.
you took a nap right after you left.
Y'all gonna see that in the vlog. I'm sure T Clem's got something of that.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, I was taking advantage of the downtime. I knew that we had about an hour or so of, like, just us waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, man, it's going to be a long night. And, you know, you mentioned all that you had to do this, that, and we had this and the third. We also performed that night, too. So on top of all that, we had to mentally get there. You know?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
I physically got there.
Trav was there.
I was wasted.
Trav was lit. Trav was hype.
He had a good time.
But it was an awesome time. It was a good. I mean, it was so cool to just look around and see everybody just enjoying themselves. Like, I don't know. We've just started doing this within the first year, and being able to look around and see my friends just laughing and, like, having a good time and dancing to music and knowing that, like, we had a part in that is, like, a really cool feeling. And on top of the fact that it's just also a good cause. Rodney had that crowd turned up.
Everybody was dancing.
Everybody was having a good time. Real quick, I want to shout out our DJ, Twin Loops. We also had Riley Kearns from Reckless Island perform. Rob Vinci, myself, Yellow Child. Shatora Lane closed it out. It was a great night. Everybody. everybody had a good performance.
Riley killed it. I thought he did an amazing job. Oh, yeah. Just like
that was a great way to start.
I was walking past
tonight.
People and they were like, "Man, who is this?" Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Hell, he did an awesome job. Yeah. And then, you know, it was really cool going from that into like some just music everybody knew. I feel like that's always nice for the types of shows that we're putting on, especially for people that are just coming out to support that might not know the artist. If you have those little like DJ sessions in the middle for people to just have a good time to music that they already know, I feel like it makes for a good time. And then everybody killed it. Bobby killed it. Like,
yo, he
Rob
pulled
Vinci.
Up like he was performing at prom.
Yo.
One of the shots that Trav got, I seen it, and it looked like he was performing at prom with the lights behind him.
I told him we need to shoot a video like that.
Yo, fire.
He was looking fresh to death. Wait till you see the vlog footage. He mm-hmm. came out, and he killed his performance, stage presence off the chain. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
know.
He did really good.
Yeah, like,
very impressed
I thought
with that.
Yeah, I thought he did a great job, and I can't wait to, I can't wait to do more shows with mm-hmm. him in the future because I
Definitely.
Feel like it's only going to go, only going to go up from there.
I was happy to finally perform Gritty with him.
Yeah.
My night. That was the way to set
top
it
of the
off.
Night.
Oh, yeah.
You were in the crowd.
I was in the crowd a
Brandon
couple times.
Was in the crowd mm-hmm. jumping well, around, mosh pitting with
okay.
everybody.
Also, I just want to say this real quick. I was also in the crowd checking levels.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we were the sound people.
Oh, yeah.
It was our sound. So I would walk out in front of the speakers because we also didn't have monitors.
Yeah.
So I couldn't hear, but kind of like an echo. It was weird. It was different. So I'd walk out in front so I could hear, and then I'd run back and be like, Rodney, turn me down. Turn me up.
Yeah, for sure. No, you killed it. The crowd was hype, and Yellow always does. But I hadn't seen him perform in so long, and I hadn't been around him in so long. Man, that was an awesome weekend.
Yellow didn't miss a beat. Yellow hadn't performed in months. Got on stage like he was there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. 100%. Killed
that
it.
That was dope.
He killed it. And I hadn't, I mean, it's just been a while since we all got to hang out together. Mm-hmm. Like, had
it
a
has.
Whole weekend, you uh-huh. know what I mean? So, that was also super dope. I was super excited. Everyone said they had a great time. When I was on stage, people were, like, giving me a lot of energy, mm-hmm. which I appreciate. Like, you don't understand how much that helps it be fun for me and helps mm-hmm. me have confidence when everybody in the crowd is just, like, you know, giving good feedback and screaming and chanting the words and that kind of stuff. So
this last performance was my favorite of yours. Over the last three we did, 147, Brightbox, and Brubakers, this last one, I think you killed it.
And you didn't like it.
It's so crazy. I like it, but it's so wild because, like, to me, it's that I loved it, but I was so in my head because I've been focusing so much on my voice mm-hmm. and trying to, like, keep it, you know, being able to pronounce it out to the crowd, and I felt like I blew it out in the first song because I couldn't, like, it was really low.
You didn't have monitors though.
Yeah,
I could hear you fine. I was in the back of the room,
and so then I was like freaking out the whole rest of the show. Like, I couldn't tell if it was like whatever. But
you didn't jump in the crowd like I did, that's why.
yeah. So but everybody, like, it was so crazy because as soon as I stepped off stage, so many people come up to me like, "Oh my god, you killed it and in my brain I was like, did I really kill it? Are they just trying to hype me right now? Or did my voice, like, crack?
No, it sounded good.
So I was excited. I appreciate it. It was a lot of fun. But, you know, end of the night, we got a car full of shoes.
Your car.
Yeah, which was problematic the next day. I didn't think about it because I left my car at the studio. And then I was like, oh, man, I got to go get my car. And then I was like, wow, there's, like, no room for me to put anything else. It was filled from the trunk all the way to the passenger's seat, like shoes in the passenger seat.
More than 150 shoes in your car.
Yeah.
Did it stink when you opened it back up that next
no.
day?
No.
I don't know. I'm just asking. I know there's some new, but I also know there was some that weren't new.
No, man. It was fine. But, yeah, that was cool. And then I went the next day and picked it up, just stacked them in my basement. And then the other night, Kari helped us, and we all broke them out and counted them up.
And we took guesses on how
who would have got closest.
Yeah.
You know, Kari's kind of close. I feel like I was pretty close, too.
You were the closest.
Yeah, I was closest.
Yeah, you were the closest. You were, like, two off.
Yeah. We got close. We got 230-some.
No, you were 12 off.
237.
You said 225.
237.
But we still have more because there's still some in Haley's car, and we still have to go shopping. So.
Yeah.
You know, I had two people hit me up in the
past. So we might hit 300, Kari.
Yeah, I got more people to bring too. Yeah. That have shoes I got to pick up. Kari, and we're going to buy more tomorrow.
Yeah.
Can we dive into that real quick?
Sure.
Yeah.
What was the stats at the end of the night between raffle and merch?
$550.
Sheesh.
$50.
Yeah.
People.
That's crazy.
This is so much love. So,
including. And then Haley actually sent me $60 the other day from somebody that bought a shirt that didn't pay, and then somebody else who just donated.
Man, that's
so
love.
So that's, $610 right there. And then we had
$400 and
my mom and dad
from
donated $400. Yeah. So that's $1,010.
That's insane.
Unreal. And we've already taken most of it, but we're going to take the rest of it, and we're going to go buy some more shoes. Yeah. Actually, me and Trav are about to do that tomorrow.
It's going to be lit. And you should see these shoes. Like, that's what I'm saying. These shoes that Trav is copping for these kids are fire. Mm-hmm. Like, someone is going to open this and be like, I'm about to be the coolest kid in my class when I walk into school on Monday. Like, I know that's going to be the thought that goes through their head.
Even some of the shoes that people donated. Like, there was a brand new pair of Patrick Ewing's.
Oh, yeah.
They were my size. Like, I might have to just try them on just to see what the fit's like. Like, I've had my eye on something like that for a while, but... I remember seeing a pair of Janowskis.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of Vans. What else do we see?
People
There's a couple
really...
J's in there, too.
What was
a lot of nice New Balances.
Oh, them loafers, man. I still want them.
Oh, dude. There were some elf shoes in there. I don't know what you'd call them.
They had some, like, I don't even know what kind of material that was.
I'm not sure.
It was,
sure.
Like, shiny plastic.
Like,
but
pleather?
It was like
pleather?
Pleather. Pleather, yeah. But they were some sick loafers.
They were fire. They were fire.
Some,
definitely.
Some kid's going to have some nice court shoes.
Yeah.
It definitely. Had some Jordans in there, some J's.
Yeah.
A lot of, like, really nice. People were low-key, aren't going to understand, but they, like, Wilkins, shout out to Wilkins Shoe Center. Mm-hmm, they donated a lot of shoes. And they actually donated some really expensive, like, mm-hmm. Merrell hiking tennis shoes,
pair
like
of
Uggs.
Yeah, some Uggs. A lot of nice boots. So shout out to Wilkins because they definitely two boxes of shoes they donated. So there's a lot of like different stuff in there too. It's not like it's just all sneakers. It's mm-hmm. it's gonna be helpful to a lot of different types of people, not just like kids.
We got
or
baby
teenagers.
Shoes all the way up too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. so
all the way up to 13 and men's.
13, yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy to think about. But I know I definitely want to shout out some of the – I know we talked about Clem's, but I want to shout out some of the other businesses that supported this event because there's a lot of businesses that donated money or donated gift cards mm-hmm. for us to be able to do these raffles, which is why we sold so many raffle tickets. And we talked about how Clem's Garage was on there, Winchester Mitsubishi – they donated some money. We talked about Wilkins Shoe Center, Salon Collective. They donated some gift cards, Italian Touch, and Cork Street also donated gift cards. So without help from those businesses, it wouldn't have been as big of an event. So definitely want to shout out those businesses.
Big whoop.
Yeah. Did you say Brew Bakers too? Because, I mean, shout out Brew Bakers.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Brew Bakers allowed us to host the event there and did an amazing job once mm-hmm. again. Staff did an amazing job helping us put it on.
Yeah, so I know the one of the bartenders, like, we were setting up, and she walks in with a box of shoes. I'm like, what the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she was the first one to buy a piece of merch, too.
Yep.
That's
and
awesome.
Josh donated as well.
Did he?
The one
oh,
that,
yeah, yeah.
Accommodated
he bought, yeah,
us.
He bought brand new stuff from uh-huh. Target, I think. Wasn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, those are nice.
Yep.
So, I mean, the love was 100% real.
It was overwhelming.
Real. I want to talk to you guys. I want to ask a question. This event that we did, huge step, right? Mm-hmm. But I feel like every single time we do an event, we think that. Like, after Bright Box, we were all just like...
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, we were on a high.
We were on a high. I feel like
I was
that.
On a high before that, at 147, I'm like, man, we packed it. We got so many coats.
Yep.
And then here comes Bright Box, and we get... All that bet, the bet, that blew my mind.
100%.
I mean, it's one thing, coach, you could pull a coat out of a closet or some sneakers out, you know what I mean? But we did the bedding essentials, and people are bringing, like, mattresses and covers and sheets, and I'm like, yo.
Crazy.
This is love for the community.
I just, like, I don't know. I feel like I want to get you guys' thoughts, but I feel like the ceiling on what we can do now is just, like, so much higher. Like, I used to think about, oh, it would be cool to throw, like, a festival type of event, but it was so far-fetched.
Right.
But now I'm like, how would that be far-fetched if we have multiple not like a festival, but it wouldn't be hard for us to throw an event that's big with music when we have so many connections with businesses and bands, and we've made so many positive impacts with all this charity work. I don't know. I want to get y'all's thoughts on that, because I'm trying to do some big stuff in the summertime.
No, me too. I think it'd be awesome to just have like an all-around festival, but just good vibes. I feel like a lot of the festivals are just, I don't know.
I feel it.
I feel like the ceiling has been raised because we have been raising it. We have been doing more with each show and kind of building on what we learn from each show. Like, I notice, you know, certain little things each time that I'm like, oh, you know, we could do that better. Or, you know, I feel like we, and look, this time we reinvested our money into our grind, and we got the PA system.
Yeah.
So now going forward, we can invest our money in other aspects because we've already taken care of that one.
Mm-hmm.
And that allows us to do even more events. So to answer your question, we are raising the ceiling.
Yeah, yeah, we are. We are.
I think people are noticing too. Like they're realizing that, damn, they can put on a show.
Oh yeah.
Like they know what they're doing.
That too.
And it helps with our team. Our team knows.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knows where their place is to put in work, and we get it done.
You know, I'm glad you mentioned that as well, and I feel like these events are getting better because of, you know, like I said, because we are getting better, but the community is also getting behind us even more because of the consistency of the track record. We're transparent with what we're doing. We're dropping vlogs showing, okay, we're collecting coats or shoes, and we're showing the drop-off. We're showing all the work that is being done, and there's really no shadiness. It's all transparency, and I think people see that. People know that we're doing it for a good reason.
They trust us.
Exactly. Then we're not just getting everybody's money to put money in our pockets. Like, that's not what we're doing it for, and that's you know, a lesson in itself. You know, you just be real and transparent, and, you know, eventually it'll start to pick up.
It'll come back full circle. I know one thing, this is kind of, it's not really off topic, but one of the things that I know a lot of the businesses have not said directly to me, but I've heard them say or seen them on social, is like how good of a job we do promoting the events that we throw. And I will say, being a patron of Winchester, a lot of times I will be walking on this walking mall and I'll see some random thing going on. I'll be like, oh wow, I would have loved to go to that if I would have known it was happening. So I do think, I mean, we've made it a point to try to really make it known what we're trying to do and what's available. So for anybody that's trying to plan any type of event, like, keep in mind that promoting it and putting it out there and talking about it is important. It's very important. And I think that each time we've gotten better. This time was the best I think we've done.
And we've gotten compliments on our promotion.
Yeah.
Like, I've gotten emails saying, you guys promoted the shit out of that. Like, how did you do that?
And yeah.
Like, you just do it, man.
We just do. Yeah. So it was a great event. I don't know. Any thoughts, any other thoughts or remarks you guys have about it?
Just want to thank everybody.
Yeah.
Yep. I want to thank you guys for allowing me to be a part of something so special.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank all the performers, you know, Riley Kearns, Rob Vinci, Yella, Shator Lane, myself. I feel like I'm missing somebody.
T. Clem
was up there. I want to thank Brew Bakers for allowing us to host the event and accommodating us and our guests. And I want to thank the community for showing out and making this such a huge success.
Yeah.
Wow.
Be ready for the next one, because it's coming.
Yeah, be ready for the next one. Be on the lookout. Make sure if you're on our YouTube page, you subscribe. Drop some comments if you showed up to the show. Tell us what you liked about it. We love you guys. See you guys next Thursday for the podcast.